Thank you and good afternoon. Around 6 o'clock this morning, officers were sent to a motel in the 800 block of Broadway in Eureka after a reported stabbing in one of the motel rooms. An adult male had forced his way into a room that was occupied by two men, and the attacker stabbed both victims and fled the scene. Both men were taken to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Both victims also gave conflicting descriptions of the unknown attacker. The investigation into the stabbing is ongoing. This morning, officers from the Arcata Police Department responded to the Arcata Plaza after a stabbing occurred in that area. Two women who knew each other had been having an altercation that led to the attacker stabbing the victim. The suspect fled the scene but was located by APD officers shortly after. The knife used in the attack was recovered by the department. No further details are available at this time. An autopsy will be conducted in the coming days to determine the cause of death of a 61-year-old man who was found dead in the Humble Bay between Indian Island and Woodley Island Monday morning. Emergency personnel responded to the scene after the victim's friend called 911 and reported the victim was in the water and he was unable to get him out. The Coast Guard launched a boat and pulled the victim from the water, and he was transferred to an ambulance and taken to the emergency room at St. Joseph's Hospital, where he was pronounced deceased. At this point, the death is considered accidental, and the investigation is ongoing. At this time, the identity of the victim is being withheld. On January 5th, Humboldt State University President Lisa Rosbacher swore in Don G. Peterson as the university's new chief of police. Peterson was sworn in at a small ceremony at the university's police department headquarters. A more formal ceremony will be held for Peterson later in the spring. Peterson brings with him 29 years of experience in law enforcement, serving as a major for the Broward Sheriff's Office in South Florida, and also serving 12 years of consecutive command-level experience in both large metropolitan areas and college campus enforcement services. Peterson stated he is looking forward to getting a chance to know the students and vice versa. Peterson will replace Lynn Soderberg, who served as Humboldt State's police chief for 3 years. If you're a fan of the San Francisco Giants, you will have a great opportunity to get some pictures with the franchise's 3 championship trophies tomorrow afternoon in Eureka. For the second time since 2010, the World Series trophy will make a stop in Eureka as all 3 trophies will be on tour through Northern California and Southern Oregon. The trophy will be available for public view at the Adorney Center from 3 until 5 o'clock. Fans will be allowed to take pictures or have professional photos taken not only with the 2014 trophy, but the World Series trophies from 2012 and 2010. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Board of Supervisors continues to inch closer to the formation of a Citizens Advisory Committee that will provide public input to the board for how the money collected under Measure Z will be spent. Each board member will appoint one person from their district, and 4 others will be appointed as at-large members, with alternates also chosen to observe the meetings in case they are needed to replace an appointed member. Supervisor Estelle Fennell has made her choice.
Sean Welburn is the manager of the Community Credit Union in Garberville. Very solid on budget, very fiscally conservative and responsible, very aware of the issues that are faced in the rural areas, both from the law enforcement perspective and the emergency response perspective.
Fennell also had this to say about Welburn.
I'm very, very hopeful that she'll be a really good addition to the committee. And I like the appointments made by my colleagues as well. I think we've got a good, strong core group. And now it remains for us to talk about the at-large and the alternative.
Fennell's district has been the focus of Sheriff Mike Downey as well, as he works to improve law enforcement coverage in Southern Humboldt and other rural areas of the county. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.